We're on Zayin Amud Beis, towards the top, and the third line down. So just a little background again. So we mentioned it yesterday at the end with Rav Papa. Rav Papa said that everybody holds that if the Lashon of Nadina is used, then that's for sure a Lashon of Neder. And if Misham Sana is used, then everybody hold that's Mutter. And the Machloikas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim was Legabe B'menuna Nila. So now the Gemara says, Upliga to Rav Chista. This, however, is not how Rav Chista learned. Dahu Gavra de Amma Misham Sana B'nichsei, the Rav, the Breda Rav Yirmi Yabarava, that this guy had used the Lashon of Mishamasna, excuse me. He said Mishamasna, he wanted to separate himself from the Nechasim of this person, of Breder of Yirmi Barava, and that's the Lashon he used. So Asa Lekame to Rav Chista, he came to Rav Chista, and he wanted to know, is the Lashon Chal, is it a good Lashon of Neder or not? So Amar Lei, Rav Chista said, and they said, you're not aser to him. Why? Because late the chashla lahad Rabbi Akiva. Because nobody's choshesh for the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, meaning that mishamasna is aser. Right? Nobody holds like that. So we said Rav Papa held that it's such a lashon mishamasna, everybody holds his mutter. Everybody holds it. Even Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Bana, that's a lashon everybody holds his mutter. Here, obviously, Rav Chista didn't hold that. Because he said, don't worry, nobody, we're not choshesh for Rabbi Akiva's shita, which holds the mishamasna is aser. Meaning, as the Gemara concludes, kasavar she mishamasna is a pligi. That is obviously an argument. Rav Chista held that it's not that everybody holds his mutter. It's obviously an argument. Rav Chista obviously held that Rabbi Akiva held that it's aser, and he was just telling the guy, we're not choshesh for that. Okay, Rashi kasavar mishamasna pligi dehacha mishamasna kamar. That's the lashon this guy used. And yet, v'kamar le Rav Chista leis the chash la lahad Rabbi Kiva. We're not choshish for that. To have the oser b'meduna nilach the haynu mishamasna. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on and talks about minyanim of nidui, excommunication. Okay. Amar Rav Ila, Amar Rav. Nidau b'fanav ein matirin lo ela b'fanav. Nidau shalom b'fanav matirin lo bein b'shalom bein b'shalom b'fanav. So if somebody is put into nidui, right in his face, they put him into nidui. He was right there, and he heard it. So then, if you want to matir it, yes, it can only be matired in front of him also. And however, if he was put in nidui lomafanav, then you can matir it anyway in front of him or not in front of him. So explain the reason is because since you put him into nidui in front of him. And what happens? And then he didn't hear you. And let's say Shaloba fund of you took it away. He didn't hear that, so he still thinks he's maybe in need. And all of a sudden, people are starting to talk to him, whatever, and dealing with him as if he's not nidui. So he's going to be chosh at them that they're not listening to the nidui. Because hey, how come these people are talking to me and they're not supposed to be doing it? So he's going to be chosh at them, and therefore. You have to, if you put him with nidui in front of you, you have to take it off also in front of him, not away from him. However, if originally he was put into nidui shaloba fanav, so then when people start talking to him, he'll think, just like I guess they put me into nidui without telling me, they probably took it away without telling me. So therefore, he's not going to be choshe.
So if a rav tells somebody to leave the shul, that's nidui?
To do what?
If a rav tells somebody to leave the shul,
no.
That's not
nidui? No, that's, he has to leave the shul. It's not a nidui. No, there's something called this nidui. You're not allowed to be with this dalit. No, that's not a nidui. You have to use the lashon of nidui, whatever. Okay. Rashi, nidu b'fanav, says Rashi, chacham she nida es ha'adam b'fanav, in front of him, ein yachol atir lo ela b'fanav. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Am Rav Chani, nam Rav. Hashomei haskaras Hashem mipi chavero. Sarich l'nadosov. If somebody hears a person saying Hashem's name, levatala, this for no reason, so that's one of the, the Shulchan Aruch brings down like 24 things that require nidui. And so this is one of them, that if Haskar Hashem, this Levatala, right? Mention Hashem's name for no reason. So he has to be put into Nidui.
Tzarich Lenazim. The way that we pronounce the name?
What?
The way that we pronounce the name of Hashem?
It doesn't have to be the right, same before. So he's over on it's Hashem Elokecha Tira, that's the pasuk. Okay, Vim Lo Nido. So if the person hears it and he just doesn't say anything, so Hu Atzmo Yehei Ben Nidui. So he himself, at least the Mefarshim say, is royally Yot Ben Nidui. Not is the Nidui, but he deserves also. Here he heard and he didn't say anything, so he also deserves to be a Nidui. Why? Shekol makom shehaskaras Hashem mitzuya shama nius mitzuya, because it's a very serious thing, mentioning Hashem's name for no reason, because wherever this is found, it brings on rachman litzlan anius, and vanius kamisa, and anius is a very serious thing, because poverty is just like death. Where do we see this? Shneamar, we see by Dasan Avirim. Hashem said to Moshe, okay, Lech, you can go to Mitzrayim. Why? Ki Mesu kol nashim mvakshim es nafshecha. Because the people that wanted to kill you, they died. And who are these people? Dasan and Avirim. We know Dasan and Avirim didn't die. We found them by Machlokas of Korach, etc. So, how could the Pasuk say that Dasan and Avirim died when they didn't really die? Ella, pshat is that they lost their nechasim. They became poor, and poverty is like death. Betanya, kol makom shenasnu chachamim einehem. This is like a raya that Aeneas is like Misa. They're basically on the same level of severity. Because the Brisa says, whenever we find the lashon of the chachamim, they nasnu chachamim einehem. We find the lashon of nasan bo'ena v'nase gal shel atzamos. We find this lashon of he put his eyes on him and he became a heap of bones, etc. At that time, anytime you see that lashon in the Gemara of nasnu chachamim, you know, their eyes. So that's o Misa o Oni. The Brisa says. So we see from here, Omisoni, they put it together, Misoni, to show you that we see from here they're both basically the same. They're both the same severity.
How should a person respond when he hears somebody say, Shem Hashem, what's up? How should he not be in the Brian will need to help? What should he say to him? Don't do it?
What do you mean by no?
If he hears somebody says Hashem,
right? So he has to put him. He has to put the guy into Nidui.
He should say something. No, he has to try to stop him. No. Say you shouldn't have done
Avada, no, Davada, if he hasn't done it yet, you stop him.
Right.
But it's like he didn't, and you're just standing there and saying.
So what should you do?
You have to.
Instead of standing there.
Put him into Nidui.
You have to say.
As I say. And if you don't, then the person's as deserving as if he should be himself.
The guy did it on purpose, and he knows how off, isn't
it? Yeah, obviously not. Right. And slip of the tongue. But yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Rashi Askaras Hashem Shemotzi Shem Shemaim Levatala Shneamar Ki Yimesu Kol Anashim Vamrinan Hainu Dasna Vavirim Shnaflu Banios, and they became poor. Kol Makom Shnatnu Chachamim Einehem, says Rashi, La'adam Shenidu that they put into Nidui. He said Omeis O Nofel Banios. So he either dies or he becomes poor. So we see that they go together. V'hachi Tzarich Lenadoso. Today the girsa should be shelo yipol benius the high new kamisa. Therefore, you have to put him into nidui so that it shouldn't be again nius, which is like misa. Okay, next back to the Gemara. Amarav Rabbi Abba havakamina kamed Rav Huna. Once Rabbi Abba, he says, I was standing in front of Rav Huna. Shama lahach itza da apkas karas Hashem levatala. So I was standing there. And Rabbi Abba says, and Rav Huna heard this woman Mimosi Shem Shemaim Levatala. So what did he do? Shamsa, he put her into Nidui like he's supposed to do. And then Ushara Lala Alter Briapa. And then right there took it away. He took away the Nidui. He put her into Nidui and took away the Nidui. So Shmashma Mina Tlat. So we see from this Maiseth we learned three things. What is it? Number one, Shema Mina, Shema Askaras Hashem, Mipicha Viro, Tzarich Lenadoso. Because that's what happened. He saw it. She said Shem Shema Levatala, and he pointed to me. We learned that that's what you're supposed to do. Secondly, Shema Mina, Shenidahu Bifanav, Ein Matirin Lo Ela Bifanav. That if you put the person to Nidui, we saw before, in front, you put it in front of the person, you told him, he heard you, put him into nidui, so a materially in front of you also must take it away in front of the person. So Mefarshim discussed here, how do we see that from the case? It happened to be that's what he did, but how can we learn you have to do it like this? It happened to be that's what he did, but where is there a raya that you have to do it like this? So some say that it's talking about a case where he didn't let her leave the premises, you know, until he, you know, she was wanting to walk away. No, wait, say, don't walk away, and he took away the nidui. So that's what happened. So therefore we see, well, what's the big deal? Let her walk away and take away the nidui. So you see that it has to be mifana. Thirdly, shmamina ein bein nidui lafar evaloklum, that there's no, you don't need to have any span, any space. We see, put it in the nidui, took it out. You don't need like a day or 2 days or whatever to be a nidui before you can take it away. You can do it right, put it in, take it off immediately. Rashi, ein bein nidui lafara velo klum, velo tzarich, as we said, liyot yom or yomayim bein nidui, daha la'alter shara la'isei, right away took it off. So they explain also what's the point, you know, you're a nidui, okay, now you're not nidui. I mean, what's the point of doing it? Like, what's the, so, I'm sorry.
Make a point.
Okay, right. So they said that Haskar Shem was unfortunately something which was quite prevalent, right? It wasn't some weird thing. It was, I mean, people are doing it. This, and so therefore, if everybody's going to be in nidui, you know, this one's for nidui, and this one, everybody's in nidui, so it gets a little bit crazy. So therefore, but just to let it go without doing anything, so then that's not, you have to show that it's wrong. So you put nidui, show this is wrong, shouldn't do this, whatever, and then take it off, and that's it. Okay. Amarav Gidol Amarav, tell me Chacham Minade Le'atzmo, Umefir Le'atzmo. So a Talmud Chacham could put himself into Nidui and take himself out of Nidui. So Gemara says Pshita. Well, of course. Gemara says no. Ma'u detema in Chavush Matiratzmo mi Beis Asurin, Kamash Malad. That I might think that a prisoner can't take himself out of jail. And therefore, since he became a prisoner by putting himself in a nidui, maybe he can't now release that in himself. Kamash malan, that he could. Where it says, Heichi dami. In what case, how does it work? When can he take himself out of nidui? Kiha, like the following case. The Marzutra Chasida, Kimachayev Barbe Rav Shamta. When Marzutra Chasida, when he saw Talmud Chacham and when a Talmidim in the Beis Medrash that needed to be put into Nidui for whatever reason, so Mishamet Nafshe Bereisha V'Hadar Mishamet Bar Beirav, he would first put himself into Nidui and then put the Talmud Chacham into Nidui after him. Right, he did this because of the, it was hard for him to put a Talmud Chacham because of Kavod HaTorah to put him into Nidui, so it's difficult for him, so he put himself into Nidui first. And then he put the Talmud Chacham into Nidui. V'chi ayel lebeise, but then when he came back to his home, then shari lenafshe, v'hadar shari le. So first he would matter his own Nidui he put himself in, and then he would matir this the Talmud Chacham's after. So when he came to his house, the reason he didn't want to, reason why he did this, as soon as he came into his house, he didn't want his family just have to stay away from him and stuff. So as soon as he walked in, he took himself out, and then he took out the Talmud Chacham. And I'm sorry. Yeah, very good, very good, Rafal, good chav. So if you look at the last Rashi, right, Heichi davim nemanada leatzmo ve'ayel lebeise, says Rashi, v'shari le shelo nidahu b'fanav. So Rashi was referring to your question that he was obviously put shelo b'fanav, and that's why he was able to take it away. Shelo, very good. Was I going to say? Yeah. So first of all, why did he first take care of him, took out from, why did he take himself out first and then the Talmud Chacham? Is because the as they say, that's mutav sheyavo zakai v'yechaper al achayev and not achayev on achayev. So it's better that he should first be zakai and take himself out, and then a zakai can take off the achayev, as opposed to achayev to achayev. And someone will learn that that this is specifically like when the Gemara said Heichidami was showing that you can't always take off his own nidui. It's only in this specific situation. That's when the Gemara says Heichidami. Now the Gemara was asking, when can he take off his own nidui? It's not in every situation. A situation like this, when he himself put it, you know, he took it on himself just because, you know, he didn't want to, you know, the stavachachom, it was hard for him. So therefore, in such a situation, when he puts it on himself like that, then he can take it away. But if he's mamish put into nidui because somebody put him into it, he can't just matur it himself. So that's the Gemara asks, where can he take it away? The Gemara says only in a situation such as this.